that you're listening to the Punk News podcast. I don't even know what number this is anymore, so you're just gonna have to bear with me. This is probably like a million at this point. I'm Sam Barrett. I think you know me. You've heard me a couple times on this thing. I'm joined here with M Moore. Hi, M.
Hello. Nice to join you on the 1 millionth episode of the Punk News Podcast.
Yeah, you know what? John G is going to be so mad at me for thinking that this is number 1 million, but I don't have the attention span to care or pay attention to how many numbers we have right now. He could correct me later, but yeah, we don't have John this week. What is he up to? Em, do you know?
Where could he be? I think he's somewhere in the Philadelphia area preparing for a show of some sort. Maybe a soiree, perhaps even a summer soiree.
Well, Punk News Summer Soirée has been announced and is 100% sold out. So if you don't
Oh
have
my
your ticket
gosh.
already, you're shit out of luck. So sorry, you guys. Well, it is happening this week, and that is why John is not with us right now. John, we miss you. Come back one day, please. But I'm sure the Punk News
Yes.
Summer Soirée is doing the best ever, with the Dwarves and 10 million records being sold.
Special edition records
I
at
know,
that.
I know. And aren't they like weird sizes too?
I think so. I think everything's like very custom.
Yeah,
A lot of thought went into these records.
I really have like a weird thing about like odd sized records, like super custom records. Like I love custom records, but the weird sizes ones like really like irks me sometimes. I don't know why. Like an
Oh.
8-inch record irks me. I don't know why. I have a feeling it has something to do with storage because a
Oh.
lot of storage things are made for 7 inches and 12 inches. Because I do have like I think a 10-inch record, and I have a couple 10-inch records, but I think I have one 11-inch record, and it just like sticks out like a sore thumb sometimes, where I lose it in like the mass of like Hot Warner Music things records I have. But
You need to
anyways.
add like an extra inch to the end so it can go in with the 12-inch ones
Yeah,
somehow, just like a sticky note.
I don't know. It's being a record collector is a pain in the ass sometimes, and for unfortunately, well, fortunately, I think last week you guys had Chris Barrett on, my delightful husband, and he was talking about his record. So his record's out. Probably won't by the time that you guys listen to this, so check out Not Gorgeous and help clean up my floor right now, my living room floor, because all of his records are all over my floor right now. And buy some of that stuff. So, Em,
Hell yeah.
what are we doing today? What, like, is it just gonna be chaos all day?
I think so. I think we're both sleep deprived, so literally anything could happen.
Yeah, well, I would have to say this week there was a lot of things that I guess came out or broke or whatever.
Lot of news.
Like a lot of news. Like I did mention that I have like a Hot Warner Music thing. Well, Hot Warner Music is
Yes.
touring. They are going around sometime this November with Bane. Bane, that band, the one that like, broke up or stopped playing or something like a while ago.
Then didn't they like release a final album and then came back or something?
Yeah, they did. I kind of like sometimes like I just wish like people just said like just disappeared and just not played and never said that they were going to like break up or something, and then
Sure,
just like
it's
come back when they want to.
there's no pressure and it's just a surprise.
Exactly, but it seems like they are going around with hot horn music this November, and they're playing smaller spaces, which is kind of interesting, kind of cool. I'm definitely gonna try to check that out and get tickets, because hot water music is like literally one of my loves in this world. Chuck crooning is such a turn on. Speaking of kinks, I guess, from way back, but.
It's not feet,
Yeah, it's not feet
but
and socks, but his crooning and growling is very sexy to me. So, I'm very excited about this. I assume M is not flying here for this.
I am not gonna make the journey this time around, no. But
No.
like that got me thinking, if he was selling bits of his beard, would you buy it?
I don't think I need physical evidence of his being in follicle form.
True.
However, I do love when like my friends take photographs of him and he's just like
Ooh.
drenched in sweat. Because he normally is. I actually saw
Yes.
hot water up in Woodstock, New York once, and it was like a tiny, 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 tiny place. And there was no barricade, so I was like literally right up
Ooh.
against Chuck, and he was literally sweating on me. And I was like, everything is fine. This is great. Nothing's wrong here.
Like this is the best day.
Yeah, it was the best day ever because literally it's them, and they played with a Wilhelm Scream, which is another one of my favorite bands. So of course, I would make the trek up there to go see them both. Yeah, hot
What are
water music.
your thoughts on Bane?
So Bane, I never got into. However, I was around in their heyday when they were like, doing their goodbye, like, their end run stuff, right? A lot of my friends were into them, but it was just like too like hardcore for me. Like you could be a person that likes hardcore and like really like hardcore, but like just there's just like certain bands or certain sounds within hardcore that you're just not into. And Bane kind of like fell into that category for me. That I was just like, it's fine. I don't know
Yeah.
if that's gonna be the same because, I am like almost 10 years older now or so. And I do listen to a lot more like metal and a lot more like harder things, so maybe they would I would fancy them now, so I'll let you know in November 11th,
Yes.
if I get tickets to Amityville, I'll probably be the Asian in the back, just staying away from everyone kicking their legs. And or we're just all old at that show and none of us wants to move. Well, it's gonna be one or the other. I'm not even sure yet.
Everyone has their arms crossed and just like nodding and
Yeah, I don't know if I prefer that at shows because I just don't want to be touched. Or like watching kids have fun.
As long as
Yeah.
there's like a designated spot and you can like you're
Stay
not in
away from it.
danger, of getting like cleaned by a kid.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I'm not against kids having fun because the youth can have their days. Like, I've had my share of being flown around in the pit, but. I definitely don't want that now as an older punk with knee problems and back problems when you stand for too long. Like 3 hours is too long for standing, you guys. I'm all about the sitting and standing. Which I did see the yay yay yays this week, so that there was a lot of sitting happening there.
How was that show?
It was amazing. I wish Karen O was like my punk fairy godmother, and I wish I inherited all of her sparkly shoes. Her wardrobe is usually on point and fantastic every single time I've seen her, and I saw her in New York, so it was the tail end of a entire tour. And it was just great. Like this tour, this r run that they did, it was kind of like a celebration of their anniversary. So they had like a live string orchestra-ish band thing
Oh,
in the
cool.
corner, and they reimagined a lot of their songs so that the string pieces would blend into it. They had a million guitars on the stand, and it was just like a fantastic thing. Like, it's strange to see a indie punk band while sitting, right? Because I'm
Yeah.
just so used to, like, being in a room like Irving Plaza standing for 3 hours. But like, they went to the Beacon Theater, and it's like a seated theater, because the only time I've ever gone to the Beacon Theater in New York City is for comedy shows. And I'm usually
Oh.
in the corner, tee hee heeing, ha ha haing, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was great. It was fantastic. It was worth all of the money, and it was worth me being really tired, going to work on Tuesday or whatever date it was. Yeah, would recommend them do more dates, but apparently, I think they're done with this for now. I don't know if they're going to announce more of this. It was pretty special, you guys. So if you caught it, great. Like, you experienced the magic that I did. If you did not catch it and wanted to catch it, you should have caught it. Yeah.
Because who knows?
Exactly.
That sounds so cool. Oh my
I
gosh.
know.
They could do so much. Yeah, sorry.
It is just like an entire thing when you're a band for that long. 'Cause I think they said that, was it 35 years that they were together? Or they were celebrating the 35th year or something. It was either 25 or 35. And
Both long times.
yes, very long time. And it was like, kind of like really magical to see things that you're so used to, because like, I listen to them and I'm just like used to how their song sounds, just a little differently.
Yeah, it's always so exciting because it's like, oh my God, I never thought of it this way.
Exactly. And they did bring out a lot of like deep cuts that they haven't like played in a million years, like a long time, like from their when they started in like New York City in like punk basements and stuff like that. So I was like, oh, that's pretty damn cool, because I was definitely too young to be a part of that. So it was cool to see that now, I think
Yeah.
that's why like reunion shows or like anniversary shows with reunions do so well, because especially if like bands are playing like, oh yeah, 25 years of this album, and it's literally 25 years of the album. Kids that got into the album like recent, right? Was not around when the album came out. It really, like, I guess for band people, like, makes you realize, holy crap, my music has like such reach and has like withstand time. Because I did see at Yeah's like kids with their parents at the shows, and the kids were like having the best time of their lives, and I'm like, damn, your parents bought tickets for you. Like, these were expensive seats, but I was like, great.
Yeah, they're introducing you to something really, really, really cool, you know?
Exactly.
Like
Exactly.
welcome you into their world a little bit. No, stuff like that's so cool. A well done anniversary tour is there's something to be said for that.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I need to have like a fund where it's, hey, if this band ever tours this album, I will be there.
Well, I again, Sam's pop side, if NSYNC ever comes back from the dead, I am literally probably going to figure out a way to raise money for Sam to go see NSYNC for the first and probably only ever time in her life. I already know Chris Barrett does not want to go to said concert because he already knows that his wife is gonna lose her mind and he wants nothing to do with a hysterical woman. So, hey, anyone out there wants to be my date to go see NSYNC if they hypothetically ever tour, hit me up. Because I need girlfriends for this or guy friends. I don't know.
You need NSYNC super fans.
Exactly. I need a posse of like crazy, like hysterical people that's willing to like cry and sing every word with me, including their B-sides. Okay? That is what I want.
Need to have like a questionnaire. It's like if you can fill us out, you're good. You can come.
Oh, and I probably need to do a background check on you if
Oh,
because
true.
we definitely don't want me missing after
No.
said concert. Like,
No.
Sammy B of Punk News goes disappearing because she went to go see NSYNC and just never returned. That's not a
No.
headline that we ever want to see on Punk News, you guys.
Never. No. It's always Sam is safe, got home, had a good sleep.
Had a good sleep and walk the dog. Thank you.
Yes. Crocheted the NSYNC members.
Exactly. I like make little like crocheted like Lance Basses. I'll be all good. Yeah. But yeah,
Yes.
it's good times, I think. I don't know. Maybe I'm just living my best life here. I don't know. Well,
I
Em,
think so.
I think if you went to go see my Kim, you would be living your best life, right?
Ooh, my God. Yeah, the first time a couple years ago when they finally like got on it, did their thing, and all the postponements because of COVID and whatever, were all like sorted out. That was wild. I almost fell down. I started hyperventilating because they played my favorite song, and I was singing along, and then I was like crying and like sobbing, and I was like almost like had to just kind of like take a minute. And I was like, I can't take a minute. It's happening right now, but they're currently on the North American leg of their Long Live the Black Parade tour, which is very exciting. And they're playing like massive like stadiums and like arenas and stuff on this. And they have some pretty big openers too. Like they have Pixies, Death Cab for Cutie Thursday, 100 Gecs, Violent Femmes, like stuff like that. Some very, very cool bands who are coming out and kind of doing their thing as well. So they did something very special at their July 26th show at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. They played a previously unreleased song. So the song is called War Beneath the Rain. And if anyone is familiar with My Chem lore, well, you're gonna be in a minute, but why is this special? Because that's part of their scrapped album, which was called The Paper Kingdom, and they're working on it in 2012. Obviously, it never came out. There is a lot of theories as to why it was scrapped, but the main thing is it was just a very like heavy, emotionally heavy album, and they just didn't end up putting it out. So, freaking out. Everyone was freaking out when this came out because it's like, oh my God, they're played like it's not a new song, but it's a new song to them, but it's a new song to like everybody else, like anyone who wasn't in the band or working in the studio or any of that. So it's really exciting. And it obviously stokes the fires for like when's MCR5 coming out? Is MCR5 coming out? Are we getting the Paper Kingdom? Is it going to be a different album? But I think this song really fits with like the flow of the shows and kind of the storyline. So, Long Live the Black Parade tour, the first half is a is the Black Parade, but it's like very theatrical. There's like a dictator, there's executions that you vote on, and it doesn't matter how you vote, there's a puppet. Gerard reads at one point, it was a murder magazine, and then he read a book about trains to the puppet. Everything's tied together that way. There's advertisements that go along with everything, and it's very like the Black Parade is being is MCR, and they're being reincarnated, killed and reincarnated pretty much like every night, and forced to like do this by the dictator. They have a national anthem. The world they're in is drag with two A's. They created a language called, I think, Kraposhka, with a linguist, so all of the symbols like are you can like spell stuff with them. There's things at their shows that are written in this. People have translated this stuff. People are learning the language. They have an accent. It's a whole thing. And then they do
There's so much lore. That's crazy.
and that okay, I didn't even mention the suicide bomber clown.
Oh,
I could go on so long about
but like that, it almost sounds like a cult or a
And
religion. It's the
this is
My
just the
Chem
first
religion.
part.
I know.
Oh, yes, it is though. I mean, if you're not already converted, now's a good time.
Well, am I gonna get like an entire stockpile of like ramen or something if I convert? Like, what kind of provisions am I getting like given to be lured into this thing?
Canned soup, hot dogs, if the Dodger Stadium shows have been any indication, because at one point, I don't remember how it comes up, but like the band members all get hot dogs. The dictator, which for that show or both of those shows, both their Los Angeles shows, was played by a real person. Up to this point, he's been played by a mannequin. Got one and took a bite out of it like a sandwich.
Oh my God. So I'm not assuming
Yes.
that you know anything about the baseball lore there, but I can
No.
at least attest to you that Dodger Stadium is gorgeous because I've been there once.
Yes.
Because whenever I secretly have this entire thing about wanting to go see the Mets play at every stadium. So,
Oh,
hey, yeah,
sure.
I might be coming to Toronto for that.
Hell
Anyways,
yeah.
but
Come up
anyways,
to Rogers.
yeah, but Dodger Stadium has something called the Dodger's Dog, which is a very, very long hot dog. So, I'm assuming
Yeah.
they were wrapping in this Dodger specific lore into their own religion slash cult. Plus, maybe they needed provisions because, you know, hot dogs is, in my opinion, very tasty eats because I love hot dogs. And if you follow
Yes.
me in real life, hot dogs is usually on my feed most days. So. Hot dogs obsessed. Yeah.
Because
Also,
for that, yeah.
even if a hot dog is flying at you, I would also want that.
They
That should be
did.
in the lore. Yeah.
They threw hot dogs out to like people in the pit that were like wrapped, obviously. So I need to find that video and send it to you.
So my other question is there
Yes.
was there condiments put into the wrapped hot dogs? Because I find it like hard. Like some people need a condiment. And
Yes.
you know, there's a whole bunch of people out there that is like, you know, what is your favorite condiment for a hot dog? It's usually ketchup, mustard, or relish, right?
Of course.
You know, some, well, in certain areas, love kraut and all of that. But
The premium toppings.
it's very premium, yes. But my thing is, Was there ketchup or mustard in there? Or was it just the hot dog with nothing and people were actually eating just the hot dog with a bun?
Well, I'm not quite sure, but that night when they did the vote for, so there's a vote, okay, because democracy.
Yes.
And you have signs that say yay or nay, and it doesn't matter really how you vote, they're going to execute the four people anyways. But the second night, I think, they were like, yeah, well, we've had enough of politics, so we're going to vote ketchup or mustard. So the crowd voted ketchup or mustard. Mustard won, and the people died. So I don't know if there are condiments on the dogs, but there was a condiment vote. How would you vote?
Oh my God. So every year I go see at least I try to go see the Brooklyn Cyclones. So the
Okay.
Brooklyn Cyclones is a Mets affiliate of, the Mets, for one of their
Yes.
minors. Yes, you guys are literally hearing me talk about baseball some more. Like I'm baseball obsessed or something. And it's usually So what happens is the entire team turns into their alter ego, which is the Coney Island Franks.
That's
If
funny.
you know anything about Coney Island in Brooklyn, Nathan's Hot Dogs, the hot dog eating contest, is there. So this is all like
Oh.
makes sense for a normal Brooklynite like me because it's just like a thing, right? So every year we scream because they have a hot dog race and it's relish, ketchup and mustard. And every year I scream hot dog because I am just a fan of hot dog. I, however, personally do overkill on the ketchup though. So I am a ketchup girly
Yeah.
with a little bit of relish. So if anyone wants to buy me a hot dog and like send it my way, that is definitely how I prefer it, and like throw it at a purple-haired girl in Cyclones, at MCU Park. If you see me there, then that is where I am. But yeah, Em, do you have a preference in condiment?
I like a mix of all three. I think they're all really good. I am also a little heavier on the ketchup as well, just because it goes so well. It mixes so well. It tastes so good. It
Yeah.
brings out the flavors. I did put barbecue sauce on a hot dog once, and it was very good.
Really?
It was like surprisingly good because I grabbed, so it was like, when you roast them like over
Yeah,
like a
yeah, yeah.
campfire. So it was that. So, got that and whatever. And there was like a table that had condiments, and it's dark as like anything, right? So like went over and like grabbed what I thought was the ketchup, got it all over somebody, and got it on my hot dog, and it was a full barbecue sauce, but it was delicious. It was really
Wait, you
good.
got it all over somebody.
I didn't know
So
someone was sitting there.
that poor person now smells like barbecue sauce.
Yep, they're just coated in sauce. I sauced the dog and a poor guy who was just waiting for like a sauce bottle.
I think the dog will take care of itself. Poor dude.
Mean, he tried something new that day.
Yeah,
So it all worked out.
maybe he like, licked his clothes or something. I don't know. Or maybe this is like the new perfume, barbecue sauce.
Yes. Eau de barbecue.
Yeah, 'cause
Yes.
the some girlies love smelling like candy, so this might just be, a scent for men. Or women, if you want, or anybody really, just smell a barbecue sauce.
If you
So
lean
it's,
more savory.
yeah. Yeah. Smelling sweet is too sweet sometimes.
It gets a bit much.
It
This
can.
is a good balance.
Yeah. Well, especially if you're in an elevator with like people and someone's
Oh.
like heavily like drenched in something, you know? Like smell like I hate that so much. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's fine. It's hey, just as long as you're not like you don't smell like smelly like clay or something, I think you're fine. Or like
Yeah.
dirt, I don't know.
The
Well,
BO isn't at offensive levels.
yes, exactly. Well, speaking of clay, we're just gonna
Yes.
have like really weird segues into things today, you guys. This is what happens when John G leaves us alone. So End It, the Baltimore hardcore band, released video today for Optical Delusions. And they also announced an entire North American tour. So many dates with so many bands, M. It's crazy.
There are
For
so
the
many.
I know, right? For this fall. That's that. The music video is actually really interesting because it literally pays tribute to MTV Celebrity Deathmatch, which is like literally like what I would watch all the time because for some strange reason, violence is great, right? And it's also in claymation, so
Yes.
yeah.
Claymation violence hits different.
Yeah, totally. So the song is off of their upcoming album, Wrong Side of Heaven, which is going to be out at the end of August, August 29th, via Flat Spot Records. Em, what do you think of this like amazing thing video?
This video rules. It's so
Right?
fun. It's so funny. And like, the person in that did the animate or the claymation is like, that must have taken so long, but it looks so good, you know? Like it just looks so good. I think it's hilarious that the video is age restricted,
Yes.
because of violence.
Well, I would have to say it is very violent.
But it's clay, it's fine.
It's art, like
It's art, exactly.
well, sometimes I think of it like, you know, being like a kid and watching Celebrity Deathmatch, right? On TV, by the way.
Oh, true.
Going, what the heck were these people thinking? Putting like this on TV, and I'm like, you know, like I guess like 10 or something, like watching on TV, going, yeah, this is funny. You know?
Oh, yeah.
But like I would have to say this video is much more gory than the
Oh, yeah.
Celebrity Deathmatch because it like went into like instant blood. It was an instant bloodbath. With Celebrity Deathmatch, at least there was like a lot of talking and a lot of posturing because, you know, it's very much like wrestling, so it was a little bit
Sure.
on the scripted end. And it just went in and was like pretty much had another boy band, they're called Out of Sync. I
Who
wonder
could
where
that
that
be?
came from. And just literally ended these guys so quick too. We like
Yeah.
because the song is like what, like
Under 2 minutes.
yes, exactly. I was like, it was the quickest death of any like claymation boy band I've ever seen.
Wait, it's exactly 1 minute 14 seconds.
Oh my God, I can.
Oh my gosh.
If you're not into some kind of gore or like, you know, fake blood really or claymation blood really bothers you, you may not want to watch this video. However, you should probably check out the song because the song's really
Yes.
good.
And don't watch it while you're eating.
Oh yeah,
Just
no.
like hold off and then go for it. But yeah, no, it's so good. I wasn't familiar with like Celebrity Deathmatch, so I looked stuff up because I was like, it kind of reminded me of some like Robot Chicken stuff
Yes. It
and
was
whatever.
before Robot Chicken, but Robot
Yeah.
Chicken is a lot of like pre-made toys that they would repurpose into things.
Yes.
Celebrity Deathmatch was literally all claymation, and it was wild.
The clips I found on YouTube were like, this is the best. Why? I mean, I know why they're not doing it anymore, but like, why not? You know, at the same time.
Well,
It's just so fun.
I think with at least me growing up, there was a spate in time, like, where the internet was available, but it wasn't necessarily used in the same like way that we use it now.
Yeah.
That we were still like people my age were still watching TV. So we were still
Okay.
buying into like cable, and we were still like, whatever. So now we find all of the unhinged things on the internet. Whether or not it's us doom scrolling or actually looking up things or on Reddit, because Reddit is in itself its own craziness, right?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Reddit
Yeah.
is a
Wild.
universe. Yep.
Yeah. We had like a lot of TV programs that was on the cusp of why was this on TV? Like, thinking about it now, right? We're like, why was this
Yeah.
on TV? However, it was totally acceptable at that time. Like, plus this was like MTV, so it was on cable, so it wasn't like, on public networks that, we have here, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like
Yes.
PBS and
Yeah.
stuff.
So, like, being that this is on cable, it could kind of be like a little bit more raunchy or risque.
Sure.
Because they definitely were cussing on that thing. And blood. And
Lots
gory
of
blood.
blood.
Yeah, so much
So
of
much
it.
blood.
But yeah, no, I really enjoyed the fact that there was a throwback or nostalgic factor when I watched this. I was just like, this feels good in a weird way. Like, not that I, not
Yeah.
that I'm into like killing people, but like, this feels gave me some feelings and nostalgia because this is like what I would do as a kid, like sitting watching this craziness happen on TV on Claymation. Also, yes, Claymation does take a really long time to make, so this must have been like some crazy like art project that someone's like, I'm gonna do this and make it happen.
And make it look so good, like just, you know, it's not just like, oh, I moved this thing, you know, way too much, and now I've kind of ruined the sequence. It's like meticulous. It's so
Yeah.
cool.
Well, it's the same thing with Scowl had that like music video that was kind of like a flip book.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah,
Oh,
so
nice.
it's claymation, the process of claymation is very similar to that, and except you're manipulating clay and taking photographs or like images of the manip like whatever you're manipulating so meticulously. So it is kind of like a very precise thing, and it's actually like interesting because when I was watching the claymation, there was like points where I saw like the maker's like thumbprints or fingerprints on it, and I'm just like, oh, I was like, actually, I don't mind it because the person's dead anyways. I don't even know what they look like, so this works.
It's like their little bit of immortality.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, no, I think Em and I, we give it two thumbs up or a four thumbs up or fourth mutilated thumbs up. I don't know.
Four mutilated thumbs up and a couple buckets of blood.
Exactly. A fake clay blood.
Yes, fake clay blood, not real blood.
Yeah. Well, Pup actually put something out recently, right? Yeah. They
Yes.
had a new record. They actually
They,
went on
yeah.
Tiny Desk Concert. with NPR recently and recorded a couple songs with them. I am. What do you think of it?
Yeah, I thought it was really good. Yeah, they play five songs, Morbid Stuff and Kids from Morbid Stuff, which was in 2019. Robot Writes a Love Song from Unraveling of Pop the Band, which was 2022, and then Hallways and Hunger for Death from their recently released album, Who Will Look After the Dogs? Who Will Look After the Dogs came out a couple months ago. I recently saw them on night six of their Mega City Madness, little run of shows, which was six shows in six different venues in six nights in a row in
That is
Toronto.
so many shows.
Oh my gosh, I don't know how they did it. Like there were like writers and photographers who were going to every show and just like getting just these amazing like shots of stuff, and it was just like, how are you doing this? How are you still on your feet? Like that's incredible. It was so cool. But yeah, so I was at the end of that, and Stefan, the lead singer, was up on like stage, and he was like, yeah, it's been a really like weird week, you know, it's been really fun but really like emotional and very like we're all very tired, but we're so happy like to be here. And they did not play like they were tired at all. Like it was all out, 100%, and then some, you know. It was really, really, really good. So the Tiny Desk concert came out, I think, let me just double check there, but
I think it was after when you saw them, right?
it was just like a couple days after, kind of
Yeah,
thing. Like
yeah.
so that was pretty fun. To be like,
You
hee-hee, I
really,
get to see them again.
yeah, you relived the concert that you went to in a little minor way, but just,
Yes.
at a tiny desk. I did think,
I
I
thought
did
this was
watch
great.
this tiny desk, and I did think that it sounded very true to them because
Yeah.
sometimes when bands go to Tiny Desk, they like make it a little different,
Yeah, they kind of make it fit the space or try to like fit whatever the NPR vibe is.
Yeah, so they might go like a little, a little revisioned or not maybe acoustic or something, but they just like ripped it. They were just like, oh well, I'm on tour or I'm just playing this and this is what we sound like. Let's go.
Oh yeah, we're given it. Like we are showing up, and we are like showing up as we are, kind
Yeah.
of thing. I love that. Also, the little like cat with the drum set at the front is really cute.
Yes, I really do love this like Tiny Desk NPR these sessions because you never know what will happen at these sessions. I have a couple friends that like will go to and actually like go to the Tiny Desk concert like live and like watch it be done, and that's always like pretty cool because I'm like, oh damn, like it makes me want to like move to DC or something to go do this, right?
Of course.
But I can't just take off to do that all the time. Yeah, no, it's also like real interesting because they do cover a large range of bands. So like sometimes you'll see, punk indie bands there. You'll see I don't really think I've seen like anyone hardcore except for like, like Turnstile. I'm not seeing Comeback Kid there. But like, they do like cover a wide range of bands that do sessions there, and I don't know if but apparently in America they are cutting about $1.1 billion in federal funding for public media for 2026 and 2027, which kind of sucks because this most likely is going to be cutting directly into public broadcasting, like PBS and like definitely NPR. I think the bill was actually called like some like NPR bill or something. It's kind of crazy because I'm like, this stuff is like, I really appreciate that we have these little things, but unfortunately, my government or our government here is cutting back, and some of these fun things might actually stop to exist because I'm not exactly sure how much public funding actually goes into funding these things. I do hope that it stays around because I do find it beneficial for us, the little people here at punknews.org, to one, have content, and two, to have enjoyment in life, right? Because
Of
I do
course.
love this content. Actually, the Sabrina Carpenter NPR session, Tiny Desk session, is like very, very good, by the way.
Oh, I will check that out. I didn't know she did one.
Yeah, she had one I think a few months ago.
I will check.
Yeah. But it sucks, you guys. I really wish that they figure this out because I would really, really, really not want to lose public media, actually. Like all of public media here in the States. It's sad. Very sad, Em.
It really is, 'cause like public media is one of the only things that everyone has access to in one way or another, and it's something that like it has a lot of educational content on it. It has a lot of like news content, and then it has so much stuff like this where it's you can find your you can forget about the world and you can kind of just get lost in music and all the fun stuff and look at everything that's on the desk and everything that's behind them and all these little like tie-ins and kind of stretch your creativity and have a little bit of an escape for a bit. You can find bands or artists that you've never heard of before, and they could be like your new favorites that like help you get through something really hard. Or whatever, like there's just benefits to this. And it doesn't take that much, you know?
Yeah.
'Cause, yeah.
Yeah, it's insane how much I guess censorship can happen if things get defunded.
And really quickly,
So
too.
quickly.
And it's like, it's always the things that like you said, are just kind of the fun little things that people like aren't gonna take necessarily take as seriously. And it's like that's how it starts because oh, they're doing away with something that I see as kind of trivial or whatever. And but then, you know, in a little bit, they're taking books out of the library. They're you know, shutting things down that way. Like it's all connected. It all makes sense. And then, you know, what are you listening to? Like Morgan Wallen or whatever, and that's it. Like the state approved kind of thing.
Yeah, well, it's just nuts to me that like, this, yes, this is the first of things, and usually when you start cutting into corporations or businesses or anything, it's usually the first things to go is the not necessaries, right? So, NPR clearly has, they're all about like, speech. Like, other types of speech and like, not necessarily what this administration wants to relay out there all the time. like rhetoric. So, unfortunately, like a lot of the times, and we've seen it happen time and time again, the fun stuff will go first and then everything else will start to suffer. I don't know. I just feel like everyone is sad.
Yeah.
Things are being sad again. We just need to rethink all of this. I personally need fun things in my life, so if Tiny Desk is not a fun thing
Yes.
and me scrolling on YouTube is not a fun thing anymore, I don't know what I'm gonna do because I can't continually watch the same things on Netflix because I still have money for a subscription.
Yeah, you need something different and like variety is the spice of life kind of thing. And also
Exactly.
like it feeds your, like your soul and your spirit and stuff, right? Like it's music's so special and it's such a, I mean, just speaking about the Tiny Desk thing in particular, like it's a reason to wake up. It's a reason to like get excited about something and kind get engaged and not just like fall into the spiral without kind of that life raft, so to speak.
Well, isn't that why we're still here?
I would say
It's
so.
yeah, like I think like a part of this is like, between you, me, and John, I was like, clearly music is a part of us, even though we don't make the music, I, however, live with a person that makes the music, and yes, I have too many of their records on my floor, so please buy one on Friday. Or August 1st, whatever day that is for you. But yeah, no, like I feel like it's funny because like in our small way, this is our way of contributing to the scene. Even
Yeah.
though punknews.org is, I guess, a bigger scene than just our local scenes, but still.
International.
Yes, but like this is our tiny, tiny way of not getting paid and and contributing. So like yes, Tiny
Yeah.
Desk is an NPR is bigger in that sense that they're contributing because there's like a lot more that goes into like a video production. So yeah,
For sure.
you're hearing us talk and banter right now, but the only reason why we're doing this is because we care. One, we want to
Yes.
do this. Two, and
Yes.
three, we may be doing this to piss you off
Oh,
because
hell
we won't
yeah.
quit. I 100% sure that that is John's rhyme or reason for living, but that's fine. Yeah,
Oh, yeah.
no, I
I mean, it's a
I'm
good
sad.
reason.
Yeah, totally good reason. I'm not. Yeah, not doubting that at all. I really do think that we run out of spite here
Oh, yeah.
for the hence why, why do we do this? I don't know. I think John asks us this all the time. Why are we still here? He's
It's just like,
always
I don't know.
he's yeah, like he's always asking me, or I'm sure he's doing it to you too. Do you still want to do this? Or are we still here like for the right reasons? Yeah, I you know what, the next time he asks me that, I'm just gonna say, yeah, purely out of spite for everyone on the internet.
Yes. And
We
I mean,
run
like,
on
we've changed
spite.
minds.
Yeah, we r run on spite and hovercraft. That's it.
Yes. Yep, that's all. The odd hot dog.
And a hot dog, yes.
Yep.
That's what sustains me at least. I don't know. Hover like a hot dog and I guess standing by the water cooler all the time. Like I'm still
Yep.
have no idea who's paying for the water that's coming to our office from the water cooler. But whatever.
It's just like, sorry.
It might be swamp water.
It might be, but it's like magical swamp water if it is. You drink it and then you just get like creative inspiration.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So we have, I think, a final thing to talk about. Maybe.
One
Yeah.
more.
One
I think
more.
so. I think we have
Yeah.
one more.
Yeah. So, anyways, Her Head's on Fire premiered a track with us this week. The track is called Bound. It is going to be off of a upcoming comp, yes, a compilation from Sell the Heart Records. It is pretty much a 7-track comp with 7 bands, I believe.
I think so.
It looks like
Yes.
it's going to be Her Head's on Fire, Time Spent Driving, Neck Scars, Hot Lung, Cl Shot Clock, Bear Away, and Haunt You. Wait, is that 7? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, that's 7. It is right now up on pre-order on their site. The other tracks have not been premiered or released yet, so we'll see about the other tracks and whether or not we like it or not. But I do like Her Head's on Fire, and this track is great, so I most likely will pre-order one of these days. It is a one-sided 12-inch. I'm stoked. I love Neck Scars, so why not, you know? So did you listen to the track?
I didn't, but I'm going to. And I really like John's line in here that for all the song's melody, it has a surprising amount of sonic violence. I'm just like, what does that sound like? I want to know. So I'm looking forward to listening to it, but I haven't listened to it yet. I like Split EPs and records and stuff. I think that stuff's so fun. Because again, that's how you find out about like so many great bands. And doing it with seven is wild. And that's so much fun too, because it's like, oh, you like one band? Neat. You're gonna find like six others that you probably also really enjoy, you know? I remember I used to get like Rock Sound magazines, and they had a CD that had a bunch of different like songs on it from like a bunch of different bands, and it's not necessarily a split, but you know, it's a comp. And those were some of my favorite things ever, and I still have so many of them because it was like I found out about so many bands that way. Because it's one thing to read about it, and then you know, maybe you don't have access to the internet or like you can't get it, but you have a CD and you have a CD player. So those are always really fun. I have very fond memories of stuff like that, so I think this will be really fun. I haven't met a bad comp or like a bad split that I've listened to.
I think splits can be hit or miss, right? Like it's well, the other caveat about this is the songs that are on the 7-way split or comp is going to be on one of the releases on Sell to Heart, like records, like I guess like later on this year or
Oh,
maybe into the next year. So this is like just a taste, like you know, of what is to come for these bands, which I do like the I do love comps. I do love comps because, like you said, I was like they are a way to get into bands like gate like you know there are comps that are like gateway comps that got you into punk and stuff, right? Got you into a whole
oh
bunch of
yeah.
bands, because like my husband used to go to Hot Topic and like buy them. And he
Oh,
would
that's
like,
cool.
yeah, like, but they were all like, you know, CDs, back in the day. So, you know, CDs were like fairly cheap to make, right? This is like the first time I've ever heard of like 7 bands on a comp on pressed on vinyl. So there's only like a hot 100 copies on black vinyl, that is going to be made. So if you're a fan of all of these bands, you should probably grab it. I do love the fact that it's called a 7-step guide to happiness. Like every band is one step in the happiness train, which like that's a large statement there. Like all of these bands are gonna make you so happy.
Guaranteed, if not, return.
Exactly. Like, I'm like, I also like wonder, I'm like, so like if there's like by the end of the 7 songs, right, am I gonna be in like so much bliss that I'm gonna need to take a vacation from the bliss? Or what? Like, what is happening here? Like, have I, like, felt like my body, like my soul, like left my body? Like, I don't know. I really have high hopes that I'm going to be very, very happy after the seven steps.
Yes. Yeah, like kind of lasting happiness too.
Hopefully.
Oh
I
yeah.
don't know. I do love me some neck scar, so I have high hopes for this one. I
High
really
hopes for
do.
happiness.
Yeah. So much happiness here. But yeah.
Seven steps.
Seven steps.
I'm just like someone trying to do like evolve the two step into a seven step. You know? It's like, how would that work?
Well, what has two steps? Most things have more than two steps.
Oh, the mosh move.
Oh. Oh
Yeah.
my God.
Yeah, how could you make it into seven?
Oh my God.
That'd be
Okay.
terrifying.
I think we're gonna have to start. We might have to hire a dance, a mosh dance choreo person,
Yeah.
choreograph person. I don't know how to say that word. And we're gonna have to develop a seven step mosh dance
Yes.
and implement that in mass. Oh my God, that would be so scary.
Would get so fast.
I can literally like see if like we got a whole bunch of like punks and put them in the middle of like some random square in some random town, and we just put some hardcore music on and started doing the choreo that we have, right?
Oh yeah.
That we're developing. And every person that, like, every old elderly person at the park, because that's usually people at park, elderly people, people having lunch or young kids, right?
Oh yeah.
Walking by, going, "What the heck is this?" and calling the cops on us. This is not real.
Yet something's gone severely wrong here.
Like I also do love when I see like really like old people at like festivals,
Yes.
because they're like super seasoned
Yes.
at these festivals, especially the ones in like Europe. Because
Ooh.
I'm like, oh my God. I was like, you're still at this because my back hurts, my legs hurt. I was like, everything hurts. When I'm at a festival, me going to Pooza is me with insoles and me like making sure I have a seat to sit down at.
You
Like,
have the sit stand
sit,
kind of worked
stand,
out.
move. Yes,
Yes.
that's usually my thing. Or like if I'm at Pooza and I'm at Foof's, it's okay, let me go into the other room that has the seats and I'm just gonna
Yeah.
sit at a table for a little bit. Because I can't do this. You're probably more equipped these days to standing for a long time. But
It's a lot.
yeah, it's so much. I don't even know. I don't know how I'm gonna survive anything I do. I don't know how I'm surviving Best Friends Forever Fest or
Oh,
whatever that
right.
is called, because I'm going, but because I must like really like to be tortured, like so tortured, like, or I don't know, just don't find me back at work right away, because I might have to spend an entire day like in bed just like resting, because
Just with
I feel
ice.
that, yes, like, or
Yeah.
me sitting in a bath of like ice cubes on certain areas, just everything hurts. Oh
You
boy.
need like double insoles.
Yeah, I don't know. We need to make shoes like feel like clouds on our feet or something.
Yeah. Or like clothes with lower back support somehow.
Mean like a corset?
Maybe. Does that have lower back support?
Well, that's support for your back, but you sometimes you
True.
can't breathe.
Support for your back, but not your lungs.
No, of course not.
Who needs those when you're going to a music festival, anyways?
Well, technically, sometimes people go to music festivals not dressed well,
True,
depending
yes.
on the music festival. So, I can't tell you how many things I've seen in my days of going to all of these festivals. However, most of the festivals I've gone to are the punk ones, and most of us look like we're wearing band t-shirts that are very crusty,
Oh,
or we
yeah.
just look goth because we're wearing too much black. Or a
Yeah.
Canadian tuxedo.
You can't go wrong with denim on denim.
Yeah, I know.
Or just all flannel. That too.
Yeah, I've seen that as well, which I'm like, this is wild, but okay.
Like, you'd be very comfortable.
Extremely. I'm all about being as comfortable as possible these days. So, you know,
Oh, yeah.
that's a thing. And I'm sticking with it for now. So if you see me walking around New York City looking like hot trash, it's because I'm trying to be as comfortable as possible, and please do not judge me.
Should be more emphasis on comfort because it's like everyone feels better.
We need comfort wear for punks. I don't know what that is yet, but we definitely need some of that.
Squishy studs. Like plush
Oh my
studs.
God. Oh my God, that is amazing, Em.
And then you can get into venues because they won't set off like the metal detector.
Oh my God, squish. Oh my God, I should start crocheting squishy studs.
Yes.
Oh my God. Anyways, I think we're
Yes.
near the end. I think my mind is blown by M. Moore and squishy studs.
Woo.
I'm gonna go to bed and start dr day dre well, dreaming about squishy studs now. M, do you have any last words for us?
Keep your eyes peeled for the new punk news line of squishy studs.
And I guess we'll see you next week.